Why did Frederick III risk his realm of Saxony to protect Martin Luther and the developing reforms of the church? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April is Frederick the Wise, Seen and Unseen Lives of Martin Luther's Protector. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase Frederick the Wise by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April, Frederick the Wise.
Easter is a day of hope in a season of hope. It's a reaffirmation of our belief, not just as Christians, but as Americans, that better days are always ahead of us.
These women that claim to be feminists are so upset with the Huffington Post for daring to publish a woman's opinion.
They should ask those people to report the news in a balanced and accurate fashion, the way they're supposed to, not under the doctrines of the Bible. Remember the doctrines of journalism.
It's all from this idea that God keeps his distance from us. And nothing could be further from the truth.
Hello. I want to say that foreigners with English as a second language also love Issues, etc. Bye.
One of the things that we like to do with our listeners, interact as much as we possibly can, but especially coming off of one of the high holy days, and I mean that in all seriousness, the high holy days of the Christian calendar, the celebration of Christ's resurrection of Easter that only begins the Easter season, ask a simple question, one that maybe gets us thinking a little bit about why it is that Easter is the high holy day, what it is the church confesses, especially through song during the Easter season year-round, really. We ask a simple question, and your answers are much appreciated for the next hour of Issues, etc. What is your favorite Easter hymn and why? Now, that question has two parts. Which hymn is it? Which of the Easter hymns in the church's long catalog of Easter and resurrection hymns is your favorite? And, all important, why is it your favorite? That's the question we're asking and the question you're going to answer for the next hour of Issues, etc. Welcome back. We are coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois, on this Easter Tuesday. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Now, as we both get your answers and play these hymns for you this afternoon, our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can send us your answer to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why, via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can go to our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to answer that question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC. The listener with the best vote will receive a CD of Easter music featuring the Contrari of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. That'll go to the listener with the best vote. As you answer the question, what is your favorite Easter hymn and why? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at IssuesETC.org. Our Facebook fan page, Facebook.com/IssuesETC. And our Twitter address, @IssuesETC. Sonia listens in the Netherlands, and Sonia has a familiar one. I know that my Redeemer lives. Her reason, she says, we sang it at my first confessional Lutheran Easter celebration, along with her John in New Haven, Indiana. Also, I know that my Redeemer lives, he says, always brings back memories of my grandfather's funeral and the comfort of the gospel that was given us that day. It's one of the many things in my life that have prodded me down the road to the seminary. That's very good to hear, John. Thanks for listening in Indiana. Jan in Niagara Falls, New York, agrees. I know that my Redeemer lives, she says. It's not Easter until sopranos get to sing the descant. And William in Enid, Oklahoma, agrees as well. There are so many great hymns to choose from, but my favorite, I know that my Redeemer lives, since it's based on Job 19, that's a great thing to point out, it gives me the assurance that I will see the Redeemer no matter what happens. Here it is, one of your favorite Easter hymns, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. That's the Capella of Concordia University Chicago with the Easter hymn, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. First on the list of our listeners' favorite Easter hymns, you're answering our question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why on this Tuesday afternoon? Another vote for that one comes from Judy in Edwardsville, Illinois. She's voting for I Know That My Redeemer Lives. My all-time favorite, she says, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. I love the amazing words and comfort and hope. I love the beautiful melody line and the accompaniment. I've used this song as memory work when subbing at Lutheran schools. My fourth grade class from Bethalto 1 year suddenly belted the song out on the bus as we headed to St. Louis for a field trip and all grinned profusely as I gave them a thumbs up. Another third and fourth grade group asked if they could sing it in chapel for the other kids. They also belted it out with the words of joy in their hearts and big smiles on their faces. This song just makes me feel joyful and full of hope for the promise it gives of eternal life. Judy, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Edwardsville. Here's one of my favorites. This comes via Twitter. Cambria says, come you faithful, raise the strain. That's her favorite because it connects Christ's victory with victory over Pharaoh and its ultimate fulfillment. That's the Concordia Seminary Chorus with Come You Faithful, Raise the Strain. We're asking the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? And you're answering the question. And as we have time, we're going to play your answers to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? Live this Tuesday afternoon, April the 7th, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesztc.org, our Twitter address at issuesztc, or answer the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why, at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
We Lutherans were never aided by following along with some other tradition's theological priorities and catchphrases.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Heath Curtis, coordinator for stewardship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod on a Lutheran approach to stewardship.
Other folks are not approaching it from our good, solid Lutheran understanding of law and gospel and vocation. there's a place to talk about this in Christianity, and we have a way of talking about stewardship as Lutherans without ever using the word stewardship, if you like. I'm going to talk to you today about your vocation in your home, in your church, in your society, and how each one of these makes a claim on you, on your presence, on your support, on your prayers. That's how we should talk about this as Lutherans.
You'll find several stewardship resources at lcms.org/stewardship. lcms.org/stewardship.
Old theology, new technology. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe that traditional Lutheran preaching, liturgy, and hymnody continue to deliver Christ crucified for sinners today. The Reformation attempted to return the Church's focus on what we do for God back to a focus on what God does for us, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. Some things never change. The gospel is still under attack from inside and outside the Church. To see how Lutheran doctrine and practice preserve the gospel, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Listen to chapel services live weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana at issuesetc.org. Morning chapel from Kramer Chapel, live weekday mornings 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. Most people familiar, at least passingly familiar, with Reformation history from the 16th century around the life of Martin Luther know that Frederick the Wise, his prince, was, well, he was Luther's protector. He kept Luther alive, especially when Luther had a price on his head. That there's much more to this German prince, Frederick III of Saxony. His story is told in the Issues, Etc. book of the month for April. Frederick the Wise, Seen and Unseen Lives of Martin Luther's Protector. It not only talks about him as a political figure, but also in the context of the Reformation as well. Find out more about the Issues, Etc. book of the month for April. Frederick the Wise, Seen and Unseen Lives of Martin Luther's Protector, at our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House. They'd be happy to send you a copy of this great book, available for the first time in English. It's great research. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Your answers to the questions during this hour of Issues, Etc. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? We always like to kick off the Easter season with this question for our listeners and to play some of their answers to the question. So it's a simple question. What's your favorite Easter hymn? Please tell us why it's your favorite. Mine changes year to year. Just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to vote for your favorite Easter hymn and why. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Ryan listens in Green Bay, Wisconsin. He likes Jesus Lives, The Victory's Won. He says, I've lost many loved ones over the years, and each time I find my way back to this hymn. To this day, I cannot sing it all the way through without getting choked up and tearful. Tears of joy. The unrestrained joy and comfort of this hymn brings is endless. This hymn is a punch right into the ugly face of death itself. Singing it through the tears is a constant reminder that because Jesus lives, we do not mourn without hope when we lose those closest to us who have died and now have their rest in Him. Ryan, thank you very much for your vote and for listening in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Here's that great hymn, Jesus Lives, The Victory's Won. Thank you. The Easter hymn, Jesus Lives, the Victory's Won. We're getting your answers to the question on this Tuesday, right after Easter, this Tuesday of the Easter season. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, or you can leave your answer to that question, your opportunity to win the CD. He Has Risen Indeed from the Contrary of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on this Tuesday afternoon. At our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Susan listens in Naperville, Illinois. She says this, my runner-up is Christ Jesus Lay in Death Strong Bands for being a great sermon in a hymn. It's all about Jesus' work with vivid sacramental imagery. My absolute favorite right now is Awake My Heart with Gladness. It's the best marriage of text and tune with wonderful words of triumph, joy, and comfort. Jesus didn't just leave the tomb. He broke death. And this hymn helps the singer and the listener understand what that means. The melody is icing on the cake, which paints the text, seeming to go literally into the grave before using the high and triumphant at the end with all the joy dotted rhythms and a Trinitarian triple meter. Let's hear what she's talking about. Here it is. It is Awake My Heart with Gladness.
Thank you.
Cathedral Singers with the Easter hymn, Awake My Heart with Gladness. You're answering the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why, live this Tuesday afternoon, April the 7th. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. The listener with the best vote live this Tuesday afternoon will receive the CD, He Is Risen Indeed, Alleluia, from the Contrai of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Or call the number 1-877-623-6943, or email address talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC.
Did you know that we send out an email each week that details upcoming show topics? It's available for you to include in your weekly church bulletin. Just click the Issues Etc. Journal logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org, and sign up to receive the church bulletin blurb. It's an easy way to invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Look for the Issues Etc. Journal logo and register to receive a weekly bulletin paragraph from Issues Etc.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and lay people worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy promotes confessional Lutheran theology through conferences, scholarly exchanges, and publications like Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up for their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com. lutheracademy.com.
No gimmicks, no shticks, just straightforward preaching and teaching in accord with Scripture and the Lutheran confessions. By the book Liturgy, right from the hymnal. No glitz, just Christ crucified for sinners like us. We're Grace Lutheran Church in Racine, Wisconsin. Come receive God's gifts with us. Find out more about us at GraceLutheranRacine, that's all one word, .net. And like you, we're proud supporters of Issues Etc.
Hey, St. Louis, how would you like to achieve your fitness goals in a fun and supportive atmosphere? Hi, this is Kevin Reisick, owner and operator of Arch Fitness of East Alton, Illinois. We offer adult boot camps throughout the week. These camps include cardiovascular conditioning, muscular strength and endurance training, balance and coordination activities, and more. For more information, give me a call at 618-670-6952, Arch Fitness of East Alton, Illinois, 618-670-6952.
Spiritual and religious. You're listening to Issues Etc.
I think every man, every Christian should consider, at least, the possibility of God calling him into the holy ministry.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Carl Fekencher of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Because that's the way that God has designed for faith in Christ Jesus to be spread, for the gift of eternal life that Christ Jesus earned by his death and resurrection to be shared with people by the washing of baptism for infants and for adults, for the instruction, the proclamation of the word that happens on a nonstop basis in God's kingdom. God uses people, he uses men to be those proclaimers, to be those men who share the sacraments.
If you've ever considered becoming a pastor, contact Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Their phone number, 1-800-481-2155, 1-800-481-2155, or visit ctsfw.edu. Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. We're doing what we like to do after we come back from a little Easter break, right after Easter Sunday, as quickly as we can get to your favorite Easter hymns and why. That's what we're doing on this Tuesday afternoon, April the 7th. You're answering the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? And we are playing as much as we can of those Easter hymns for you this afternoon. Our call-in number, so you can answer the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Go to our Facebook fan page. We have left space there for you to vote for your favorite Easter hymn and give us the reason why. Facebook.com/issuesetc and our Twitter address @issuesetc. Robert is up next. Robert sends us a tweet. He says, now all the vault of heaven resounds is his favorite because it's the first hymn sung at the great vigil of Easter with such joy as Christ has risen and triumph. Here it is. Now all the vault of heaven resounds. Chris Discoris of Concordia University, St. Paul, Minnesota, with the Easter hymn, Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds. Now, you're listening to this music. We love playing it for you. In fact, you can listen to it all through the Easter season because this music is taken directly from our catalog at LutheranPublicRadio.org. It's sacred music for the world. It follows the course of the church year, and that means during the Easter season, you will hear predominantly Easter music 24/7 at LutheranPublicRadio.org, absolutely free, any time of day or night, sacred music for the world. This tweet comes from Michael. He says, Christians to the Paschal Victim, his reason for voting for that one as his favorite Easter hymn, telling the whole Easter story for more than a millennium. That's nice. Antiquity is often good. What's not to love, says Michael. Let's listen to it. From the Contrari of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Christians to the Paschal Victim. That's Christians to the Paschal Victim, sung by the Contrari of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. That's just one of the great things that they're doing there. at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. The big thing, of course, is that they are forming servants in Jesus Christ to teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all by training both pastors and deaconesses for faithful service in confessional Lutheran congregations. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, is doing a tremendous service to the church, and they do it very, very well. Find out more about them, ctsfw.edu, ctsfw.edu, or give them a call, 1-800-481-2155, 1-800-481-2155, Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We're getting your answers to the questions on this Easter Tuesday, April the 7th. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? Send us an email with your favorite Easter hymn and your reason why. Talk back at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or 1-877-623-MYIE. We'll be right back.
Those beautiful notes were just the beginning of We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God, Concordia Publishing House's debut CD collection from Pastor Stephen Starkey, one of the most significant Lutheran hymn writers of our time. For a limited time, save 10% when you use promotional code URA. Simply visit cph.org today. Lutheran thought, Lutheran substance, Lutheran music, brought to you by Concordia Publishing House.
Vision casting leaders in the church, differences between men and women, naturalism, biblical archaeology. You can meet and hear Issues Etc. regular guests discussing these topics at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 19th and 20th in Collinsville, Illinois. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Registration is $100 per person. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 19th and 20th in Collinsville, Illinois.
Streaming 24/7 sacred music and talk stations from a 500-square-foot office in Collinsville, Illinois, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Grace Lutheran, Henderson, Nevada. Faith Lutheran, Orange City, Iowa. Bethany Lutheran, Fairview Heights, Illinois. Bethlehem Lutheran, North Zulch, Texas. Risen Christ Lutheran, Arvada, Colorado. Trinity Lutheran and Grace Lutheran, Wichita, Kansas. Emmanuel Lutheran, Perryville, Missouri. Risen Savior Lutheran, Basar, Kansas. St. John Lutheran, Champaign, Illinois. Trinity Lutheran, Auburn, Nebraska. Holy Trinity Lutheran, Columbia, South Carolina, Grace Lutheran, Elgin, Texas, Gethsemane Lutheran, Marion, Ohio, and St. John Lutheran, Springfield, Pennsylvania. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation becomes a congregational sponsor, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why on this Tuesday afternoon, April the 7th? Let's see. Carrie in Minnesota agrees with a lot of other of our listeners. Her vote is Jesus Christ is Risen Today. It's an easy hymn to sing, and I think all the alleluias after we have been on a fast from them through all of Lent makes such a joyful hymn to sing. I thought this one would have gotten picked before now, so I thought I'd throw it in, especially since Pastor Whedon just did a review of it yesterday. Merwin in Nebraska says the same hymn today probably would be the one, Jesus Christ is Risen Today. Contrast this great hymn with the common fare of praise and worship. No comparison, in my opinion. The Because He Lives, though decent, falls short too. Zach in Stevensville, Michigan says, Jesus Christ is Risen Today. It brings me to tears with all the gospel in it, and I love the Alleluia coming back after a long Lent. As does Harold in Mount Prospect, Illinois. Jesus Christ is Risen Today. It awakens my commitment to the joy of the truth of the gospel. This is why the Easter hymn, Jesus Christ is Risen Today, inspires me. Let's hear it from the Fox London Choir.
Thank you.
Veronica also has a vote for that one. Jesus Christ is Risen Today. I'd like to say that it is the joy I feel singing along with the triumphant music, but I always get too choked up to join in. That's kind of the way it is singing these Easter hymns. When you're in church there and you're singing it and the sound just won't come out because of the joy of Christ's resurrection. That means that the winner this week, I Know That My Redeemer Lives, is your favorite Easter hymn and why. I Know That My Redeemer Lives. Let's listen.
Thank you.
That's the Capella of Concordia University, Chicago, with your favorite Easter hymn, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. The CD, this Easter CD, He Has Risen Indeed from the Contrary of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I think this time it goes to Susan in Naperville. Susan, if you'd send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org with your address, we'd be happy to send that out to you. Thanks to everybody who answered the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? As I mentioned before, the music that you've been listening to in the last hour is just the tip of the iceberg of just the Easter music that we have at Lutheran Public Radio, in addition to all of the sacred, mostly choral music that you can hear there year-round, 24/7, absolutely free. LutheranPublicRadio.org, sacred music for the world, following the course of the church year. Listen there for Easter, great choral Easter music and the hymns of the church historic. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Folks, please consider supporting the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. during the great 50 days of Easter. They've only just begun. You can make a secure online gift at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. The address again, Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. As always, thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us during the Easter season. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we're going to be looking forward to Sunday morning, according to the 3-year lecture. We'll talk with Dr. Carl Fikencher about Jesus appearing to the disciples in John chapter 20. There's so much there in that series. We have doubting Thomas. We have Jesus appearing in his resurrection. We have him pronouncing an absolution of peace over his disciples and then giving them his authority to go forth and proclaim that same absolution to repentant sinners. That's all tomorrow on Issues Etc. with Dr. Carl Fikencher as we look forward to Sunday morning. We'll also talk with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. We'll be responding to evangelical proof texts with him tomorrow. Well, the great cry of faith is that I know that my Redeemer lives. It's not just for Easter. It's for all our lives and even for our last hour. I know that my Redeemer lives. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you tomorrow.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find His words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.